is a Bramble Jam podcast.
When
calls sure, I'll the take heart. The call.
When calls the heart.
Oh, I'm Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Oh, hold on.
This oh, wait. This yeah. Is sorry, go ahead. Yeah, no problem.
Hey. Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
I've been there 17 times.
Sure. No, I'm going to hold the mayo. And what I'll say is I'm Panda, and I like When Calls the Heart.
That's not guys, easy. I've got
to. You
really,
got to.
Really
take
sorry. That private. Okay, no you go ahead. They'll hold.
Listen. Okay. But listen, why are you calling
meat?
Me from Australia?
But I'm going to need
you're gonna do
cheese
what?
On top of that.
Do you know who backs that network, though? Like, that's a good idea. Are you going to be like a ghost, Jack?
Oh, no.
Regardless, okay. I love you, please, but I despise When Calls the Heart. And you know that this okay.
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yeah, guys, how's
one
it going?
Better ones, oh, well. I guess.
Here's where I blew it there, though. It was on camera three that whole time. So the first part, the people that are watching on the YouTube are not sure what's going on because they can't see me.
Nice directing. But from a production standpoint, it's quality.
Yes.
Because it became rounds.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have stopped talking.
I could have, but I didn't.
But no, but you were actually on a phone call.
I was on a
that
phone call.
That would have been real to life.
Yes.
When Calls the Heart season 4 finale.
Whoa, what are we doing from here?
Movie next week and then shut her down?
Then shut her down.
He had no choice. You had to shut her down.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to a word you said.
Classic. Improv's great, isn't it? We should do it more often. We
cut it out. Cut it out. Right. Hey, this is crazy. Polls.
Yeah.
Just got in contact with us. They said they've done 13 different polls.
I've been there. That's a place.
Yeah.
That's a different polls.
Oh, my bad.
Polls.
I'll let you get back to us. Is this about voting?
It's a, well,
I haven't walked into a booth since Walter Mondale.
Really?
You owed me.
One thing I appreciate about you, Rig, is that you vote the issues.
I vote the issues. Trash pickup. I want federal trash pickup, no matter where I live. No. If I live with a donkey in a barn, you'd pick up my trash. Come and get it, Gov.
I feel like that's going to raise our tax bill significantly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not my problem. Pick up my trash.
No,
how much trash would you have just living with a donkey?
I would run for president under the just to pick up the trash party. Pick it up 24. The
rent's too high.
Rent's too high.
Pick
up the trash.
In this scenario... Put the trash in the can, or do you expect people to come in and actually...
If it's outside your house, it goes.
You put it outside. Awful.
Wait, anything outside?
No, just trash.
People,
how do you know?
How do you know it's trash?
Label it. You can put a post-it note on it. Text ahead of time.
Trash, not trash. Trash.
Federal trash pickup nationwide. I don't know what the big deal is.
It's wild.
Get it together.
Boy.
We got 5G. Can't pick up the trash nationwide.
But again, those are private companies.
Windows 11 just came out. That's what we need.
Federal Windows 11 did, man. Yeah.
Pick up my trash.
Hear good things about the new Windows.
Pick up my trash.
Hey, what was I doing just now? When Calls the Heart now.
Finale, we were asking about, and then we said shut her down. Polls.
Polls just called.
I've been there.
Yes. And they
different polls.
And they man. Let us
keep
know.
Keep going with your voting.
They let us know.
I haven't voted since Mondo. 84.
One thing, I'll say this. Last thing. Rick, you both see issues.
Trash pickup. Just go.
What about
I'm sorry.
It?
Just go. What are we doing?
Polls called.
I've been there. I'm sorry. That's the last time.
Are you guys ready to talk about What Calls the Heart season 4, episode 11? Oh. When is this episode
It's there? Like we have a recording of Rig for this episode, and Trace just plays it every time she hears a keyword.
Guilty!
What's the keyword? Pulse?
Yeah,
I'm in there.
When Calls the Heart.
I want to know what the voting was about. I really do.
We ran out of time.
Okay. Maybe on the
When Calls the Heart, season 4, episode 11. What's the name of this one?
I remember this, actually. Okay. Hearts of Courage.
Hearts on Fire.
Neither of you are right.
Your cheating heart.
You're somehow closer.
Tell on you.
Heart of a fighter.
Oh, wow. I could have thought I was right.
Courageous Heart was episode 9.
Oh. 2 ago.
It originally aired on November 23rd.
2017. You thought you'd sneak it by Benny? No chance. I'm a hockey goalie in frame 5 doing both hands in a sit-up.
Hold on. Can I ask you guys this?
Stick save 2017.
So we only have one more. 2017.
One more, and then my time is up.
I am so
sad. Money well spent. Let's go.
I understand 2018 has already been bought.
I just got Sonic 2 on Sega Genesis.
He is coming. Can I say this? I've never been more proud of an arc of a character than I am old Benny.
He's really gone full circle this old Benny.
You know, when it comes to heart, it's been by and large a huge letdown. But yeah. Benny's life,
all right. I will say this. We have a lot of fun here on Deck the Hallmark.
Yeah, we do.
But for the low price of how much do we sell the years for?
I think Benny said 100K.
For...
That's, yeah.
It and really set Benny back.
Trey spent it on 2... Frankie Muniz's nose paintings. And I thought that was a picture of his nose. It's Frankie. They put watercolors on the tip of his nose and he just pecks a board.
Well, listen. Okay. Now that you put it like that, I understand where the money went.
Okay.
It can change your life.
That's right. That's what we're trying to say.
So April.
We are doing
23rd,
it.
2017.
23.
And it went a little something like this. So Cody's still not doing well, guys. Oh, he's taking a turn for the worse. If only there was a doctor around.
Mm.
Faith is like, I'm just a nurse. There's nothing I can do about this. Carson just left town. Rumor had it he was a doctor and then killed his wife. So they send a squad to find him. Turns out he wasn't far, and that search didn't last long at all. Really thought it was going to be a bigger part of the story. Going out, finding Carson. Where is this guy? He could be anywhere.
Just one quick montage. You're good.
You're just right out there in the woods.
Bless you.
There's
you.
A dramatic shot of Elizabeth riding a
horse. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Howard Dean was watching it going, man.
Yeah. So they find him. They bring him back.
We're going to go find Carson.
We're going to search the woods. We're going to search the mercantile. We're going to go to Hamilton in the White House.
Turns out you didn't have to go to any of those places. You were just right outside of town. You were going all the way around. You didn't have to. It wasn't even a big deal. So anywho, they bring Carson back and he's like, well, this is clearly appendicitis. His appendices are going to burst. We got to remove this sucker. Another doctor walks in and it's like, I'm a doctor who hasn't killed his wife, so you should trust me. He'll be fine in the morning.
Was that a little bit of Borat?
I don't know. And so everyone's like, who do we trust? Carson, who we've built a camaraderie with? And like, we like this guy.
No, wait.
We record these in order, but you'd somehow like finish a fifth of liquor in between the last one and when calls the camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Or this guy.
Who are we? One more.
Or this guy. So Carson goes to talk to this other doctor, and by talk to him, I mean punch him right in the old kisser. Carson goes to see Cody, and he's like, guys, I don't want to beat a dead horse here. Kid's not dead yet. But we got to get this boy. This sucker's going to rupture. We got to get this thing out. We got to do surgery now. And I will say, Carson, I'm for you, man. But boy, you're starting to look suspicious because you're really pushing the surgery. So they do. They go to Abigail, and Abigail's, you got to do what you got to do. Take that sucker out. So they go for it, and they get it out just before it erupts. But not before he lost a ton of blood and he's unconscious. Is it another wife situation? We'll find out. The other doctor walks in and is like, I can't believe that you've done the thing you've done. I'm out of here. Elizabeth then lectures Carson's wife's sister, you tracking, who is still mad about the whole situation. Elizabeth, lectures her on the sovereignty of God. I don't know.
There was a lot there.
There was a lot there and a very very bold thing to say about an angry sister. What could you do? There's a prayer service at the church, and then Cody wakes up. So the sister forgives Carson because I guess this proves that he's not a bad doctor. Gowan, who suddenly looks like a like a hunchback of Notre Dame walking out of the jail, is being relocated. Bill let him stay an extra day because he was concerned about Cody and had nothing to do with the fact that he doesn't want to go to prison. Abigail gives the man that killed his killed her husband and son a kiss on the cheek. It's great. The movie ends at Cody's birthday. I mean, the episode, and Abigail officially adopts Cody and his sister, the name we all know. No, right, yeah. And that, my friends, was
when calls the heart.
Heart's on fire. So, Cody's sister is named Abigail?
That's what we all thought, right?
Yeah.
It's a double Abigail Sitch.
You think I'd remember that?
There's nothing you can do about it either.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Dicton. welcome back, everybody.
Yes.
It's When Calls the Heart, Season 4, Episode 11, the season finale of Season 4, Hearts on Fire. Very excited to break this episode down, and I think we should start with a hot take, and there's nobody who I trust more with this. I don't trust this guy with Lot.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him money. I wouldn't let him hold my children, but I would trust him to start the hot take segment, because when you're good... you're good.
Thanks.
And I don't want you to focus on other stuff. I don't want you to be distracted with my money and my children. I want you to focus whole hog on the hot take. Whole and that's what you've done today.
Yes. Yep.
That's right.
Tell everybody what you think about this episode.
Hey, there's surgery, and that's pretty nifty. And then, for the rest of it, it's a no. We got no. Here's why there's a no. No for Gowan. He's nice. No.
No.
No, Jack. No, Elizabeth. No, we saw Lee and Rosemary. No, just Cody is no. I'm sorry. He's in a coma most of the show, and it's still a no for me. I didn't care about his stupid birthday. Don't like the show. I'm done. Glad there's a break coming up. Give me a few months off. Maybe I'll come back around. And I'll be excited. Right now, it's no.
I didn't hate this episode because for a little bit it made me wonder, maybe Carson did kill his wife on purpose.
There we go.
Maybe he did, because this guy,
oh my gosh,
gets drugged back into town again. He's not drugged, but you guys know. Yeah. And
dragged
immediately is like, listen, I don't want to be the one to say this. I think he needs surgery.
Super dangerous, but I'm here to cut him open.
This is awkward.
This is weird because everyone just found out that last time I did surgery, I accidentally killed my wife.
The dean of like all the doctors is here and says he doesn't.
He's lying.
Yeah. I know you guys are in
a sack of crap.
You guys are in a sticky situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Because again, You just found out. Last time I killed. This time.
All above board. Everything's in front.
Turns out he did need it. Yeah. So that's fine. So that kind of gave me a little fun there. The end of this episode is bonkers nunu.
It is.
It's bonkers nunu. They allowed Gowan to stay an extra night because he was sad about Cody, worried about him. And then Abigail kisses him on the cheek.
Yeah.
It's just bonkers. I agree. I need a break.
And
a drink.
This program decides on a season finale where the main leading guy has left for 5 episodes. And the leading girl has been pining for him and talking about him for the entirety of the rest of the season, that they are not going to bring him back, not even really going to broach the subject much, and instead just do a singularly focused episode on a character we all know will make it from another character that we all know is good. It is one of the most useless pieces of 42 minutes I've ever seen. It was super depressing to watch this.
Still give me this over Hamilton any day.
Yes, but barely. It was bad television, and I need a break, but I needed a break after the pilot. So, you know, I'm not fair to ask. It was real bad. So many questions, so little time. Hated every second of it. No more, please. Make it stop, please. Forgive me, Pa. I'd have rather been in the mine.
And again, guys, I know how this looks. I mean, if I were in your shoes,
yeah.
You or me, I was you, I wouldn't trust you.
That's true.
But what I'm trying to say is that needs to come out.
That is
tough I'm the only one with an informed opinion. Right. And it just so happens.
The last time I used that informed decision,
yeah.
I killed my wife.
That's right.
And that was on me, 100%. It was
100%. But you need to know that death will happen again unless you let me do the thing that killed
someone. And I'm sure thoughts are entering your head. Is he bloodlusty?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bloodlusty is not the way you should say that.
I did see bloodlusty in concert.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wouldn't. Definitely a weird concert.
Yeah. It's time for the All the Feels part. Should we talk about what this episode gave us feels?
No.
No.
No. I will say I am all for a good surgery scene. Which we did not get.
It's a weird time for a pause in a sentence. I'm all for a good surgery scene.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where I wanted to go with the next word. That's where the pause came in.
Surgery. What were the options?
Surgery.
Surgery feels. Surgery scene.
I'm all for a good surgery feels.
It's possible in my world.
No. No.
Well, that's not fair.
I'm all for a good surgery scene.
We didn't get that.
I'm all for a good surgery ice capades.
Here's the sticky situation I was in. I would have gotten feels at the end of this episode when Cody gets adopted if I didn't already think that that had happened. Yeah. I was fully under the impression that he was and his sister were already adopted.
I was absolutely baffled by that scene. Yeah, I thought
good. Yeah.
Go Cody. Yeah, I think he was confused too. I think
like, what have we been doing this whole time?
Cody's like, so when are the real presents coming? This is a piece of paper.
I mean, you think I was eating the shepherd's pie because I wanted it? I thought I had to.
Yeah.
I thought you were
my mom.
It's I thought it was in the contract that I signed. You got anything? No. We'll be right back here on Tech Dahmer. Yo.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing? Hey. Did you just see someone you knew passing by?
Hey,
I'll talk to you after. Yeah. Guys, let's get to the Wait What part of the show. It's where we talk about what this episode gave us to Wait What. Pan, take it away, pal.
Why was the head of surgery coming to Hope Valley? Doesn't that guy have a job anywhere? Like, why is he coming? Like,
well, what's weird is they mention him and then they say he's not, it would take him a day and a half to get there.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he shows there. Up
in 3 hours and he's like, I was in your neck of the woods. I don't know.
What's he doing? I'm absolutely baffled. Like this guy, they sit there and he's like, he's the head of surgery or something. He's not out traveling. He's not traveling the circuit back in the 1900s.
They say that the doctor they normally go to is gone.
Correct.
And they say that this guy is the guy that is in charge on call if someone needs something. They say that. But they also say that he's a day and a half away. That's my issue.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Here, going back to the adoption.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Did the aunt remember there was a whole there was a whole issue with the aunt?
And then she lets him stay.
She lets him stay. Did she also relinquish rights to adopt?
Like she must have. The way I understood it was Cody's better off with you, and then you're going to send little Abby to college.
Sure.
You know when she goes to college, so that's fine. When that's all I cared about is her getting into college, and she leaves. And if she did relinquish rights, why did it take this long?
I'm baffled. Yeah.
I don't know if they say that she relinquished rights, but they say she's going to let Cody stay because clearly that's where he belongs. But I thought he was already adopted. 100% thought he was already
adopted. Yeah, I did too. I was confused by all that.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I have a couple. Carson
punches this guy in the old, well, it's implied. He punches him right in the old face. And the next day, you know, again, my guy Carson walks in. He's like, guys, again, surgery. I don't want to push it, but like, we got to do this now. And they're all like,
it's been a while since I've held a scalpel.
Get
that cleaning equipment out. Faith, get the disinfectant. Do it now. We got to cut. Cut.
Swabs.
Cut, man. I'm sorry.
And everyone's like, where's the other doctor? And Carson says, well, he was incapacitated last night. And me, again, still on the cards. I'm like, no, you punched him.
He was incapacitated because of his drinking.
Yes. I thought that he was just like covering up the fact that he got hit in the face. I thought it was more like cover ups. And it turns out he walks in. He's like, oh yeah, I was a little gone last night. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So it had nothing to do with the fact that I just got knocked in the old face, the kisser. Can't do surgery after getting hit in the kisser.
Can't do it.
And honest, I checked. I just want to understand this correctly. Gowan is talking to his new pal, Bill. And Gowan's like, what is something that I can do to stay here another night? What's Cody's
not, he's unconscious.
Oh, no. Not now. I don't. This like, would be a real cliffhanger. Bill?
You're not going to leave me.
You wouldn't leave me.
I got to know. I won't be able to live another day if I don't know how he does. Least you could do, Bill.
It's the least you could do.
40 people, least you could do.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's all I got.
I do believe Dr. Strom is the worst doctor. And the reason that I believe this is because my man shows up. Cody's been unconscious for a day. And he's like, it's the flu. Even for 1915. That's awful medicine.
Is he already sauced?
I don't know. But he shows up and he's like, I tell you what, it's not appendicitis. This is the flu if I've ever seen it. It's a classic unconscious for 24 hours from the flu situation. He'll bounce back. Give him a chance. What? Like, I just, how is that his take? It doesn't make any sense to me at all how that possibly could be his take. And then the only other one I have is when they say the Lord's Prayer, the crowd is so far behind the pastor. Like, we've all been there in responsive reading. There's no world where they're that. This is like just words and words behind the pastor. The pastor's like, our Father who art in heaven. Like, they're that far behind.
Yeah.
And it is
like rig on delay.
They keep showing the pastor and then the parishioners. And it is awful.
Call and response is tricky.
But Lord's Prayer, straightforward. You either mumble along with the cadence or you know it. Those are your two options.
Yeah.
You don't wait and say it afterwards.
I have one more that I do got to bring up. And it is Elizabeth talking to the sister of the dead wife. Yeah. And this is the way this conversation goes down. She's angry about the fact that her sister... maybe in her mind was murdered by Carson. And Elizabeth finds this to be the time to sneak on in the old, well, God had other plans. Yeah. I know you think Carson murdered your sister. But let's flip this on its head.
Yeah.
It is.
When your sister was dying, those footprints were Jesus.
It is not the time. Listen,
I don't know how you spin that.
You can.
What's interesting is the mercantile started selling that plaque the next day, and it was awesome. Really great. He was sitting there going, "Boy, that's good.
That's good stuff.
That's good.
Footprints in the sand." And like, yeah.
I would just say,
"Holy wait!" Because you think that there's two.
You'd think
Jesus left, but no, it's just Jesus.
And then where am I? I'm back!
All I'm saying is if that's your belief system, then I just want to let you know that when you're talking to somebody who thinks that their sister was murdered by a doctor who's getting ready to go into the operating room,
put that back in your pocket.
What?
That belief.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You put it right.
You
back
just your- you just say, hey, I'm gonna wait to see how yeah. this just shakes out a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not yet.
Bold
move, Cotton.
Bold. Yeah. We did it.
We did it.
Oh wait. Hopes and values.
Hopes and of course.
Things we're hoping for in the future, or bummed out by the...
So the original doctor's gone, but he's coming back, I'm assuming. And then Dr. Shepherdson came open in his practice. I smell dueling doctors.
Well, the other doctor isn't in Hope Valley. He's close by. You have to call him. He's close by. He's not in Hope Valley. He comes by there. Whereas Dr. Carson would be the doctor in Hope Valley. They said the town has always needed a doctor.
Mm. So no dueling doctors.
No dueling doctors.
I have no hopes.
And that's unfortunate.
That was my last shred of it.
My hope is that Carson actually is a murderer and he just botched this one. He thought he was the crazy thing is he actually he messed up the mess up. And you never want that. You never want that if you're a murderer, but he did. And so I like, maybe this will come back next season. Yeah. Valley said it's not going to. Go ahead.
My hope is, man, the Gowan thing is just getting better and better every week. Like, it is so... We've gotten to the sublime, from the sublime to the ridiculous, and I'm just on board now with, like, how can they make this character... Like, this poor guy's a great actor, and he's been reduced to just crumbs of indifference, and it is a riot. I can't wait to see what they do with him, and my value is I'm sure they'll find a way to mess it up. That is, yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah. So last episode we talked about, hey, is Antonio Caon going to be in a fall movie?
Yeah.
And he called up. He's on the line right now. Antonio, how are you doing, pal?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now,
Caon, good
now,
to hear from you, man.
Homer Movies and Mysteries is putting out movies during fall time up against Hallmark Channel's fall harvest movies, which are supposed to be fall themed. Is your movie that's coming out this coming weekend?
Yep.
Is it
coming weekend? Yeah.
Is it folly?
Yeah. No. No. Say no more. Quite.
Not quite. What does that mean?
I mean, when you look at where it was shot and kind of what it looks like, it's going to pass for fall, I think. But outside of that, there's nothing actually autumnal about it.
Ooh, autumnal. Nicely done.
That was beautiful. That's all we had. Anything else you want to say to the people?
No. I mean, I'm always happy to be a part of everything. So, hi everybody.
Wow, he's always happy to be a part of everything.
You're the best, Caon. Mm.
Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Autumble.
Autumnal.
Autumnal.
Nope, not autumnal.
Nope.
That's a dating.
Autumnal.
Jack's not there. Shepherd's pie. No. Meatloaf. No.
Pocket watch. Pockets is gone.
No.
He's gone.
Pockets is gone.
Fall this weekend. Gone.
Gone. Because we got a quinceañera. And an autumnal over here.
There's no fall this year.
Yeah.
There's no fall.
Fall is canceled.
This is the worst fall year they've ever done. Well.
Wasn't enough to take Christmas from us.
Congratulations, everybody. We did it. We finished season 4.
Kirk Cameron's got a sequel coming out.
Yeah. Saving Fall?
Saving Fall. That's right.
Listen, originally when you looked at the scarecrow.
The Garden of Eden.
Scarecrow. Scared off the birds. Didn't scare off the snake. Should have. That was an oversight.
A little bit of Cosby there.
By whom?
It's just...
I'll never tell.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. What's calling my heart?
What is calling my heart?
Hello at deckthehallmark.com.
Yes, please.
Meg K writes in.
Meg K.
Hello, Dan, Brandon, and Panda.
Hey,
I'm
Meg.
So glad you started this podcast. It always sounds like you have such a great time together, and it's so fun to hear you. I actually hate these guys. That's right. You not just point out the good in the Hallmark movies, but how much of it is actually bad, but we love them anyway. As for what's calling my heart, I've got two things. First is Panda's laugh. Well, that makes one of us.
Guys.
No, your laugh's great. People comment all the time on how great your laugh
is. It is what the kids call it. Shook.
It's a woke laugh. Is that what they're saying? Your laugh is woke. Your laugh's woke.
It's woke.
I've said that for years. Yeah,
those are the people that don't know what Game of Thrones is. That laugh is it woke?
That's
is that
woke. That's, woke. That's a woke laugh.
You know, some people just have that contagious laugh that's so jolly and hilarious.
I do.
You can't help but laugh with them. I don't know what it is, but I love it. Has he ever been told this before? His laugh gets me every time and makes me bust out laughing too. You got a fan in Meg Kay,
buddy. Meg Kay.
Second thing is Kevin McGarry. He's my favorite Hallmark lead.
Wow.
And I think the work he's done on When Calls the Heart with Nathan is the best work of any Hallmark actor. Wow.
Wow.
He gives Nathan so much depth in season 8, and they gave him even more opportunity to show off his talent. So for many fans, he's become the best character on the show.
Wow.
Loved hearing his interview on DTH and can't wait till you get to later seasons and hear what you think of him. Thank you for all you do to put this podcast out for us crazy Hallmark fans. Wishing you the best as you continue to push through this excruciating journey of watching When Calls the Heart. We really do appreciate it. It may feel like a waste of time, but just know that every agonizing minute you spend watching this show is putting a smile on some Hardy's face. Forgive me, Pa, Maggie.
Oh, wow, that's
great. Maggie, thank you so much.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
That. We love
the
it.
Best
part of waking up. Folgers in your cup
is Folgers in your cup. Until next time, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.